Welcome to our Sky Sports Radio podcast preview of Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday. And Paul Joyce, our form analyst, is online. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. And this is a good meeting at Rose Hill, considering we're first Saturday of the new season. It's always nice to start with a winner. And I think the quaddie will pay well if we get there. They're four very open sort of races, at least the betting has it that way. And I struggle to narrow it down to less than four chances per race. So we've got a few numbers to work through this morning, but as always, check back after scratchings on Saturday morning about 9 o'clock through Twitter, and we'll update the whole body with total costings and all of the scratchings out.
Now, the story is at the moment it's a soft seven. Next two or three days, no rain, but partly cloudy. So you'd feel it's going to stay in the soft range for sure.
Yeah, look, I think we'll get to a soft six, and that's probably about as good a track as we've had in the last few weeks here in Sydney. So, I'm reasonably confident we can start to get out of that heavy track-only form that we've been doing for a while, and we can start to definitely include horses that handle sort of a soft five and soft six come Saturday.
All right, let's look at the legs of the quaddie. Race five at 2:45 is the Jockey Celebration Day handicap. Obviously, the horse's birthday, but it is National Jockey Celebration Day around Australia on Saturday. You can donate money to the National Jockeys Trust by going to the webpage njt.org.au. What's your thoughts here in race five, Paul?
Well, there's a bit of speed drawn wide, Andrew. How Much Do You Love Me will come across with Countryman and Cool Ring. So that'll make it a genuine race. I've gone 2, 6, 8, 4, 9, number two on top, centre pivot. First start here for John Sargent, formerly trained by Sam Cavanagh. Really charged through the grade last prep, winning four of his last five before he went out for a break. And what I really like this time is his two trials. He looks to have come back in extremely good form. He's had three starts at Rose Hill for two wins and a second. So he loves the track, and then he's come up with Barrier 2 as well. So plenty to like about him. And even though he hasn't won first up previously from his other two attempts, I think the way he's going at the trials, he'll be winning this time. So number two, centre pivot on top. To beat the six, Countryman, he doesn't have to improve too much off a very good first up run behind Shiraz, and he'll put himself right in the race. The eight, Idance, I've always underestimated this galloper a bit, but he's now had 19 starts for seven wins. There was nothing wrong with his last start effort at Randwick, and he will get all the favours off Barrier 1. And the other two ones for our quaddie, number four, Cool Ring, who was scratched last Saturday, has the blinkers going back on, fourth up from a spell. I'm sure he'll give a bold sight. And we'll throw in number nine, Turbulent Jet, just in case they overcook things up front. We need a swooper in our quaddie, and Turbulent Jet looks the best of them. 2, 6, 8, 4, 9. We're going wide, but we should be sweet for race one.
Yep, that's the main thing. We need to get through that first leg. So 2, 6, 8, 4, and 9 for Paul in that one. Race six, the feature race of the day, the $100,000 Winter Challenge. How does this set up over the 1,500?
Interesting, Andrew, because there doesn't look much pace at all on paper here. A great esteem drawn perfectly to bounce sort of on pace, but I think Spurtonic may go forward second up off a spell. Had no speed at all when resuming in the Winter Stakes, but I just have a feeling Gay Waterhouse trained second up when they do the speed and realise there's nothing there. Spurtonic does have a racing pattern in the past of going forward, so I think Spurtonic may be the other one that kicks up, but outside of that, there's not much pace in the race whatsoever. In fact, most of them tend to get back. So that makes it interesting working out speed map-wise. Look, I'll go 3, 4, 2, 9 and 5. Number 3 on top, You'll Never. For the main reasons that he can race handy if he wants to, and with a jockey like Blake Shinn aboard, I think he will show some initiative and take up a position. He's a very consistent galloper. He loves Rose Hill, and he loves a soft track. He probably hasn't been at his best recently on that real heavy, but he's one that will improve back into the soft range. Number 4, Wouldn't It Be Nice? Racing extremely consistently, loomed to win the Winter Stakes, just peaked on his run, and against a couple come out of that race, he looks really well off at the weights this time with Barrier 1, so I've got him as the danger. Number 2, Rugged Cross, well, there's a big weight turnaround on Wouldn't It Be Nice when they met last start, and there was a photo finish in it there, so that sort of makes me think Wouldn't It Be Nice could turn the tables on Rugged Cross, but you've still got to throw him in. And then we've got Great Esteem, gets all the favours up on the speed. And I've got one at $61, Andrew, that I think punters could have something on for a place. Number 5, Disclaimer. Actually resumed in this race last year, and it was a much stronger edition of this race. And he was only beaten about 2 lengths, and he was right in contention till the finish. And then first up last prep, he resumed in the Group 2 Apollo Stakes at Wake Parade behind Contributor and Ninth Legion. So It's a huge drop down for him. He's $61. His trials have been okay, and I think punters could do worse things than something on him for a place. So we'll go 3, 4, 2, 9, and 5 in the quaddy. Just imagine if this Glamour wins the second leg, Andrew.
Yeah, we'll be there for sure. We'll be jumping for joy so far. But 3, 4, 2, 9, and 5, and maybe something each way disclaimer at the big odds for Paul in race 6. Race 7, the Sally's here over the 1,100. Full field at this stage as we do this podcast. How's it go here, Paul?
Oh, plenty of speed, Andrew. Centre to Noche drawn wide. Plenty of speed drawn inside too. Horses like Cosmic Cameo, Terra Marta, Arujo. So they'll rip along as they do over the 1,100 in a big field. We've gone 8, 4, 11, 10. Number 8 on top fell Swoop. I've got a big opinion of this horse. He was, well, you could say he was a certainty beaten first up. He may not have beaten Darcy Wood, I suppose, but he was extremely unlucky when held up in the straight. He definitely would have run top 2. And look, I think he would have won. His record before that was 5 starts for 4 wins, 1 second. And his prominent stable, I love backing the Matt Dale stable down at Canberra. I think he's one of the most astute country trainers going around. So I'll have a good bet, number 8, Fell Swoop. But he is well found in the market. He's around about $2.80. The danger, number 4, Arujo. Huge improvement second up at Warwick Farm behind Lordly Offrick. That's a good form line. Number 11, Onerous. It's the query runner up from Victoria, trained by Team Hawks. No trial, but a lovely barrier, and did run in a Group 3 behind Rommel before he was tipped out for a spell, only beaten 2 1/4 length. So he's my query runner. And number 10, Pro Consul. We always like to throw one in at odds. He's about $21. First up stats, 5 tries, has never run outside the top 2. Mm-hmm. So and last time he resumed, I actually watched his replay, ran second behind, I've forgotten the name, Joe Pride's Craftiness.
Craftiness, yeah.
Behind Craftiness first up last prep. So tell you what, there's some form there for a $21 pop. 8, 4, 11, and 10 in race 7.
Particularly when he goes so well first up, as you say, 5 goes for 2 wins and 3 placings.
That's right. He just doesn't run bad races fresh, and he loves speed on up front. And his last time he resumed was 1,100 at Rose Hill, as I said, and he ran second to Craftiness. So that's pretty good form for one at $21.
All right. So 8, 4, 11, and 10 in race 7. The last on Saturday is at 4:45. We've got 3 scratchings at this stage, 3 Moral Victory, 5 Berrimilla and 11 Reply Churley. So 3, 5 and 11 already out of this last race. Paul?
Yeah, really tricky one to round out because there's some strange form lines coming into this. I've gone 6, 15, 7 and 1. Now, number 6 on top scratch me lucky because they're betting $17 and I just can't resist that sort of price. His last run, if you watch the replay, missed the start by 4 lengths. You won't even see him because he didn't seem to come out of the gates at all when the camera angle switched, you could see that he was 4 lengths behind them. So he really blew the start. He was only beaten 2 lengths on the finish line. He was charging home. It was an enormous run. That was third up off a spell. Now, his previous 2 runs were disappointing, but they are on genuine heavy tracks. I think he's improving into the campaign. And this horse, when we go back through his form, you know, he was competing against the likes of Shooting to Win and Physics Kick last prep. So there's depth to his form, and I think he's a good gamble at $17. For the quaddy, though, we've also got number 15, Golden Falls, who's down from Brisbane with terrific stats behind her name. She's only lightly raced and she maps beautifully here. Hard to get a guide through the form, but she's well in the mark and she's a must for a quaddy. As is number 7, a Kiwi Elitist. Very hard to line this form up. Heavy track form in New Zealand, but he's won his past 2. He's lightly raced. John Sargent's got hold of him and I think he's a must for our quaddy as well. And then we'll put in number 1, Careless, who has had 4 runs this prep, yet to finish outside the Quinella, and he'll just go forward here and make his own luck in a race without too much pressure. So we'll go 6, 15, 7 and 1, but at this stage, Andrew, I'll have something on number 6, scratch me lucky, each way at around the $17 mark.
Another one for Kieran McAvoy there that you've mentioned. All right, 6, 15, 7 and 1. It's going to pay something.
Look, I'm sure it will. I'd be surprised if 4 favourites win it this week, so there could be a big dividend in there. And we only need one of our roughies to happen to get the chocolates in one of those middle legs, and we could really set ourselves up for a big result. So at this stage, it's $40 for 10%. That may change after scratchings, as we said earlier, but look, for a fairly small outlay, I think you could have a real good run for your money this week.
All right, 8 races at Rose Hill on Saturday for the Australian Turf Club. The first at 20 past 12. We looked at the quaddy, which begins at 2:45 on Saturday. Good on you, Paul. We'll chat again next week.
Sure will, Andrew. Thanks again for your time.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, and our podcast preview for Rose Hill Gardens Saturday.